We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 9, Mishnah 2. Now, this Mishnah is going to begin talking about the subject of, let's say you have two Rishuyos, two areas that are connected to one another, and there is no necessary or no visual partition between the two of them. So what is going to be the case in terms of carrying from one to the other? So that is an obvious one. We can understand that based on the previous laws that we've learned of Eruvin. But what about carrying in the Rishus itself, right? So you say, why should that be an issue? Why should one Rishus impact the other one? Well, there's a concern that maybe if I carry in one of them, that I may come to carry into the other one, which is totally prohibited. So therefore, Chazal said it must be prohibited to carry in that one as well if there's no partition between the two. So let's see what the halacha, what the Mishnah has to say. So Mishnah B is Gag Gadol Samach Katan. If you have two roofs that are next to each other, you have a big roof and you have a little roof that are right next to each other. They're connected essentially. And there's no eruv, obviously, that goes between them. And there is no wall that connects them. So can I carry then in each of these separate roofs? Can I carry in the big roof? Can I carry in the small roof? Says the Mishnah, HaGadol Mutar, to carry in the large roof is going to be permissible. Why is it permissible? So the Mishnah doesn't say this explicitly, but the understanding is as follows. You can imagine that if you're looking at a flat surface, one large square next to a smaller square. So the large square has sides that jut out on either end that make it the larger square. Now those ends, if you now imagine that as the rooftop of a building, so these ends we consider as walls, and we believe that these walls go up. And so even if they don't go up, these walls, we say halakhically the walls do go up. And so now essentially if you're following, this basically means that there is a wall on this from the large roof's perspective to the small one, there is a wall. And what is the opening, meaning what is the entrance between the small roof to the large roof? That's just an entranceway. And I guess evidently we're talking about a case where it's less than 10 amos, so there's no concern at all. And so therefore it's considered that this is just clearly an entranceway, and there is really a wall from the large roof to the small roof, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the large roof because there is indeed a partition. However, that's a gadol mutar, the katan asur, but it's prohibited to carry in the small roof because we say that even though there's a partition from the large roof's perspective, there is not a partition from the small roof's perspective, and therefore you can't carry in the small roof because there is no partition between the small and the large. Okay, weiter. Chatzer gedola shenifretz al katana. Let's say you have a chatzer, a large chatzer, a large courtyard that was breached, meaning it had four walls and one of the walls collapsed, so that it now opens into a smaller courtyard. So the same image, imagine a big box and a little box. So gedola mutara, so carrying large one is going to be permissible. Ukatana asura, and carrying in the small one is going to be forbidden. For similar reasons as we could understand. As we can understand to the previous Mishnah. So gedola mutara, so the large one is permitted to carry in. Ukatana asur, and the small courtyard is going to be forbidden to carry in. Vipnesha hi kit kapischa shel gedola, because the breach is considered like the entranceway of the large courtyard, similar to the previous case. So meaning the large courtyard has a mechitza separating it from the small one, and you can therefore carry in the large courtyard. But the small courtyard doesn't have any partition; it's the entire side of that courtyard, and therefore you can't carry it all in there. One final case of this Mishnah. Chatzer shenifretz al rishus harabim. Let's say you have a chatzer, a courtyard that was breached into the rishus harabim. Hamachnis mitoch al rishus hayachid. So says the Mishnah, a person who carries from the area of the breach, meaning where the wall once stood, to a private domain, meaning into the chatzer, or mirishus hayachid l'tocho, or from the private domain, meaning the chatzer, into this area where the wall once stood, chayev. He's liable for transgressing the malacha of hotzah. Unbelievable. Why? Because we consider the area where the wall once stood to be rishus harabim. So you're basically bringing it from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Harabim. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. The Chacham say no. Mitoch the Rishus Harabim, someone who carries from the inside of the Chatzer to the Rishus Harabim. That's from the chatzer, from this what we would assume to be a rishus hayachid to the rishus harabim, or mi rishus harabim l'toch, or from the public domain, the rishus harabim, into the chatzer, and with this new breached wall. putter. This person is going to be considered putter. No Isur Daraisa, potentially an Isur Darabanan. Why? Because the Chatzer is now considered like a Carmelist and not a Rishus Ha, and not a Rishus HaYachid, which means it would be a rabbinic prohibition and not a Torah prohibition. So similarly, where the wall once stood, that's also going to be considered a Carmelist and not a Rishus HaRabim. So you carry from there into the Rishus HaYachid, it's also going to be permissible. Okay, good. That was Mishnah B. It's Mishnah Gimel. So Chatzer Shenifrat Zal Rishus HaRabim Mishtei Ruchos Seha. Let's say you have a Chatzer that was broken, it was breached during Shabbos. But where was it breached? It went into the Rishus HaRabim. Where was it breached? On two of its sides, meaning like the corner of the Chatzer was breached. And so that would present a interesting issue, because now we're not talking about simply one wall that is missing. Now we're talking about two walls that are missing. And so similarly, if you have a house that was breached on Shabbos on two of its sides, along with the corner, and similarly, if you have an alleyway that the beams of the poles serve to enclose it. These were taking it away. Were taken away from it. So in this situation, Mutaram Be'uso Shabbos, says the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, who we'll see in a second who this is, it's mutter to carry in these places on Shabbos, meaning the Eder went down on Shabbos. What do you do? It's permissible to carry in these places on this Shabbos, and it's forbidden to carry in these places in the future Shabbos. Is Zivrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But Rabbi Yossi says, in Mutaram Be'uso Shabbos, if it's mutter on this Shabbos, Mutaram La'asid Lavo. It's going to be mutter on future Shabbos, meaning it doesn't make sense to say that nothing will change in the status quo from this point on, and it'll be permissible this Shabbos, but asur next Shabbos. So it's either permissible this Shabbos and permissible next Shabbos. And if it's forbidden for future Shabboses, then it's going to be forbidden for this Shabbos as well. And so therefore, Rabbi Yossi is saying, since obviously it's forbidden for future Shabboses, clearly it's going to be forbidden for this Shabbos as well, and therefore you can't carry in it if it was breached like this on Shabbos. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalid. For now, we'll stop right here.